Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Barbie Heck from the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Barbie, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning, Aiden. Thanks for having me.
So it's been a busy month for the Chamber. I think that's putting it lightly. You guys have been everywhere and doing everything, ribbon cuttings, events. Let's talk about some of those ribbon cuttings, though, first that you guys have been to.
Yeah, just recently we did Karma's Vintage, which is a consignment store in East Carbon. You should go check that out for sure. And then we did a ribbon cutting for Helper City, opened their new... the Public Works building, so we did a ribbon cutting for them, and then we did a ribbon cutting for FHS, Functional Health Solutions, also for Driggs Mortgage. They moved to Main Street and Price, and Anytime Fitness. I mean, I could go on and on. Remember that the Chamber offers ribbon cuttings for free to any business in Carbon County. You don't have to be a Chamber member. Of course, we would welcome you and we'd love to have you, but if you have a new business or if you've moved recently, we'd love to do a ribbon cutting for you. Just give us a call at the office.
And just the support that you guys offer to the small businesses in our area. It's incredible seeing you out there supporting all these small businesses. And the impact is really seen by all these business owners because you're really just showing so much support for these businesses. And, you know, the fun doesn't stop there with ribbon cuttings. You got your luncheon coming up, and it's gonna be a fun one based on everything I've been seeing about it. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, if you haven't met Kate Gall yet, then you're missing out. So join us at our luncheon next week. Kate owns a business called Fit for Real Life, and the topic of next week's luncheon is have your pumpkin pie and eat it too, simple strategies to avoid holiday weight gain and feel your best. It's going to be Thursday, November 21st at the BTAC, 375 South Carbon Avenue. We'll be spotlighting West Coast Show Support, scattered dice games and arcade, and also active reentry. So you'll hear from all of those businesses. So give us a call. If you're a member, it's $18. If you're not a member, it's $25. And you'll need to RSVP quickly. So give us a call at the office, 435-637-2788.
And then after that luncheon, you get a brief break, you get about a week, and then you jump right into your nurse's banquet. Now, that's one that you've talked about in board meetings, switches back and forth between a first responder and a nurse. This year, nurse's banquet. Let's talk about that for a second, kind of the purpose behind these banquets.
Yeah, so it started with COVID and a former chamber president, Ryan Peterson. It was his suggestion that we recognize nurses for what they do for us. And we decided to keep it. So we, like you said, do first responders one year and nurses banquet the next. So this year, it's Wednesday, December 4th, and it'll be held at USU Eastern in the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. You can RSVP by calling the office, 435-637-2788. And it's open to all nurses in Carbon County. So if you're a nurse, you're welcome to come and bring a guest. The dinner is free to you. That evening, we will have a speaker, a very nice dinner, and then we'll be giving away $4,000 in cash prizes to nurses. If you're a nurse, you'll be given a ticket when you walk in, and we will draw tickets for the cash prizes. And the more sponsors we get, the more that prize money will go up.
Then let's talk about sponsorship opportunities for this event for a second. You know, lots of business owners want to help give back to this community, or just people in general who want to give back. What's the best way for them to come in and help support this banquet through a sponsorship?
So the sponsorships will help us pay for the meal. And we have two levels of sponsorship, $250 and $500. With the $250 sponsorship, your name will be listed in the event program. And with a $500 sponsorship, your business name and logo will be in the program on the sponsor banner, and you'll be mentioned at the banquet. And like I said, any money that we collect through sponsorships over and above what the meal costs will all go to cash prizes. We don't collect any, we don't keep any of the money that we collect for this event. It all goes to the nurses.
Yeah, it's a complete donation effort. And that's what I love about the Chamber of Commerce is you guys are doing so much to help give back. And you're really not keeping much of it for yourself. It's impressive what you guys are able to do in terms of giving back to the community. Now, Barbie, if there are businesses out there who want to join the Chamber of Commerce, haven't taken that leap yet, but have listened to this and really want to take that next step forward, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I would love to talk to you if you're interested. Please give us a call, or you can go to our website, carboncountychamber.net, and check us out. You can find our email address there, send me an email, and let's schedule some time to talk. I'd love to.
Now, Barbie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Next week is our last luncheon of 2024, so please give us a call, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Well, Barbie, thank you again so much for taking the time. Again, that was Barbie Heck from the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, and we were talking about the upcoming luncheon on November 25th and the Nurses Banquet on December 4th. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.